Leaked audio, top Mexican Navy officials conspire to cover up fuel smuggling operation. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 21, 2026. A newly leaked audio revealed how Mexico's top naval officials talked about covering up fuel theft and smuggling operations that reached the highest levels of the military institution and were also connected at the highest levels of Mexico's ruling party, Morena. The fuel smuggling operation involved the nephews of the country's Navy Secretary at the time. "We either uncover all this, I don't care who falls because I'm not involved, or we close it off here by moving all these, expletive, sending them to other places," said Mexico's former Secretary of the Navy, Rafael Ojeda, in the recording leaked by the news website Aristegui Online. Warning emoji, aquí hatedas, odi stapemos to do esto. O tratemos de cerrarlo aquí nosotros. Rafael Ojeda, Secretario de Marina de AMLO. Ya sabemos qué pasó, 4 meses después del audio. Mataron al testigo principal del huachicol fiscal. Esto está ultra cabrón, pic.twitter.com/no4LL8C. Alfredo Lacona, at Alfredo Lacona, February 18, 2026. The audio captured a conversation involving Ojeda, the late Vice Admiral Fernando Ruben Guerrero Alcantar, and two other unidentified naval officers. In that conversation, Guerrero Alcantar sounded the alarm about a large-scale fuel smuggling operation involving the country's top naval brass, including two of Ojeda's nephews. During the conversation, Ojeda asked Guerrero Alcantar to write everything down and turn it in with details and names. The conversation is believed to have taken place sometime in 2024, when Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was still in office. As Breitbart Texas reported, Guerrero Alcantar died at the hands of gunmen soon after having sounded the alarm. His death came just months before another naval officer, Captain Adrian Omar del Angel Zuniga, died during a training accident, soon after speaking out about the same fuel theft operation. The two murders have sparked widespread speculation about a concerted effort to stop any investigations into the case. On Thursday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum defended her current Secretary of the Navy, Pedro Raimundo Morales, who is believed to have been aware of investigations into the fuel smuggling operation. According to Sheinbaum, there is an ongoing investigation into fuel smuggling operations, including Mexican Navy officers, but her secretary is not among those named in the case. Raimundo Pedro Morales Angeles no está bajo investigación, afirma la presidenta. Claudia Sheinbaum aseguró que no existen líneas de investigación en contra del secretario de Marina, el almirante Raimundo Pedro Morales Angeles, tras la difusión de un audio en el que pic.twitter.com/mln5hya.ned. Azucena Aresti, at Azucenao, February 19, 2026. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.